This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you have any sort of problem and you want to make it better,
take it elsewhere.
Yeah, take it to a friend, a pastor, somebody.
If you want to make it worse.
Yeah, hit us up. We'll put you on OPP, Other People's Problems. What's happening?
Holly is dealing with the son of her boyfriend's son.
You want to say it one more way, or are you the offspring of the man she's sleeping with?
Yes.
Holly?
Yay.
What's going on with this hellion child that I know nothing about?
Okay. So I've been dating my man for a couple years, right? And okay. He wants me to move in with him now.
Yay.
But his 19-year-old son from a previous relationship is living with him, and I cannot stand him. He is so rude and
Holly, like, do you want voices? It's too late now, but like, you know you're on the radio, right?
He doesn't listen to the show, I don't think.
Oh.
So he's like most people.
Yeah, this is the safest show to call into if you want to say something. Okay, I'm sorry. So what about him do you hate?
He's just everything you say to him, he will give you attitude. He's rude. And he is constantly getting into these, like, screaming arguments with his dad. And it's just so unpleasant to be around. And I don't want to live with my boyfriend if his son is still living there.
Mm. Is the mom around? Is there, like, split custody? Is there something?
No, he has full custody.
Okay.
But he's 19.
Yeah, at this point, there is no custody.
Oh, true,
he just lives
true,
where
right.
he lives. Even in Colorado, right. 19 is the number.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know, you got to pay till they're 19. So stay married, friends.
<You're> ready.
Okay. Does your boyfriend, like you're saying he mouths off to him, does he see mm-hmm. it as disrespectful or is he just used to it?
A little bit of both. He's okay. mostly used to it and, like, has just kind of put his hands up and, like, you're an adult now. But the thing is he doesn't have a steady source of income. He's not paying for any bills. And so I want to tell him, like, I want to live with you. I want to move in, but I need your son to move out in order for me to do that. I know.
No,
well, but he's not 11, right? I mean, he's 19.
Yeah.
So it's you're not saying, like, abandon him. It's like maybe he needs a little kick.
You're right. You're right, Tia. At a certain point, I'm sure you're going to be ready for some strange woman to say, me or your son. Right? Is that? Are you think? You think that's ever going to be a decision?
Hazel's already saying that.
Well, I mean, okay, great point. But like, I imagine I've known parents who have legitimate problem children.
Okay, sure.
And they won't cut it loose. It's hard to cut it loose.
Are they just in denial? Just kind of la la la. Is everything fine? Or
period. It's just your kid. And I can't imagine the woman I'm sleeping with saying, I want to move in here, but get rid of the dead weight first. Like, I don't. Do you have a problem? Like, okay. I just want to ask you this. Let me just get the phone number in. 303-222-5423. Call it, text it. Do whatever you need to do. We want some advice for her. Because I don't want to say we've already ruled out doing what you want to do, but I don't think telling him that is a great plan. And if there's somebody who thinks that's a great plan, love to hear from you. But like, but does he do anything to you, or are you just incensed at the way he treats everybody else?
No, he mouths off to me, gives me attitude every time I'm over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know that she's right to do that, but I'm not fully against like saying that, because you're letting your boyfriend know, like, the way you're allowing your son to behave is now hindering your own life, our future together. And I'm letting you know that I'm not moving into this stressful relation, like, situation. I'm not doing that. And so if you want that, that will need to change. Right? Like, that seems reasonable to me.
100% reasonable. You're a parent. How often does reason come into it?
How dare you?
I don't know.
It's
how
my
to,
son.
Right. That's exactly.
I know. I get it.
Because like, you could tell me something that's so glaringly obvious about my children, but if I'm not ready to hear it, I'm a thump ya. You know, it's.
But is there a time where you need to be ready to hear something like that, and it's the uncomfortable truth?
It's not going
to
stop the thumping, though.
Yeah, you'll thump and then realize later and apologize.
Eventually, when he gets it, this is just really bad timing. Like, your relationship is flourishing and his relationship with his son is stuck on the vine.
Mm.
And it's like, and I don't, like, for you to go snip that, I think you're right. I genuinely think you're right, but I don't think it'll go well.
Yeah. That
I think there's got to be, we need other solutions. Like, I also, would anybody in this room move in with that dude?
No. Not in that, no.
With a disrespectful little turd bucket walking around who's not paying a dime, who's...
No way.
No, I mean, it's no. A recipe because...
My wife does it every day, and it seems horrible.
Because it will... You're right on this front, I think, Holly. If you were to move in under these conditions, it would be a strain on your relationship with your boyfriend.
100%.
Like... Because moving in is already sort of stressful because you're going to get to know things you didn't already. Like, you probably have spent the night there, but once you're there 3 nights in a row or whatever, you start to go like, oh, you do that every night at 3 a.m?
Mm. Well, and if there's already a tumultuous relationship with the son, that's probably going to get amplified as well. Or maybe it'll fix it. Maybe you guys will actually get to know each other and it'll work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot to... It's a weird... Like, we've talked to OPPs before about where they're dating somebody with a younger child, and it's like, am I the step-parent? Am I ready to be a step-parent? This is a little different because he's 19, so he's not necessarily looking for a mother figure, but maybe he needs one, but maybe that's not what you want to do.
Are you allowed to discipline this kid in any way? And not that 19-year-olds can be under the law, but are you allowed to go like... shut up and get out of the living room or go to your room? Or are you allowed to say any of that currently?
I don't feel like that is my place because that is not my kid. That, like, I shouldn't have to deal with the discipline.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does it change though if you're paying half the mortgage or the rent or whatever, and it's half my living room and it's none and your living room?
Yeah.
I don't even want to have that conversation.
It does sound like a nightmare.
I don't know what to do.
All right, we're going to get you some advice. I would just say this, don't move in yet.
Yeah, hold off.
You're hanging out at your apartment. To then join that just seems... I get what she's saying. Like, I'm not doing that.
But you can't... And you can't tell him if this, then that. That's not going to work either.
Ultimatums are wonderful.
They've always worked on OPP. So.
Yeah, we've got a 0 for 1,000 record on ultimatums. So Holly, couple years in, wants to move in with her boyfriend, but the 19-year-old still lives there and he's not a nice person. Mm-hmm. So what should she do next? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Holly, who has the same problem a lot of people have. A disrespectful teenager in their life. Except it's not her teenager. It's her boyfriend's teenager. And he's like, maybe you should move in.
Yeah.
with this disrespectful.
Well, and he's 19. The son is 19 and still living there. So it's not like he's in high school or anything. Like he's out. And so she's like, we can just kind of get him on his way. Yeah. And then we'll be happy.
It's time to boot him out of the nest.
Yeah.
But apparently the kid's just disrespectful to everybody. She doesn't want to move into that situation. I don't think any of us, I think we rarely agree on anything, but we agree. Don't move in.
Yes.
No.
Don't. Just,
no.
Don't, yeah.
Oh,
no, I agree.
I'm
agree. Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus, yes. We can't even agree that we agree.
That changed my mind.
Marcus.
Yai.
What do you think?
I would say she needs to reevaluate her relationship. If this guy is allowing his son, regardless of age, disrespect her, his priority should be her as his partner. And that I would definitely not even think to move in if they haven't got to that stage yet, you know?
Do you have kids?
I've got three and they're all adults, yep.
Okay, well, I guess my question is, I love what you're saying, but as a guy, like, I'm divorced and I'm trying to be back out on the dating scene.
Okay.
I don't know that I would say any woman, this is a terrible thing to say, is ever going to take more a priority over my kids. Is that a weird thing to say?
No, I don't think so.
The way I raised my sons was, your partner is your priority. Everything else is secondary. That has to be your focus. That means I tell my sons, your partner comes before me, and vice versa. Wow. My partner would come before you, because everything, you and your partner are the umbrella that covers everything below you, whether it's children, friends, family, anything. That's the nucleus of a relationship.
Well, if you've established that in your family, that makes sense. But when you said that, I'm like, oh my God, what if that ever happened with me?
Your kids are still kind of kids.
No one's approaching this dude's age, man. So
yeah,
it's like,
but you still haven't, I don't know, switched
that
mentality.
Not a jerk.
Yeah.
Noah's awesome. They're both awesome kids. Thank you for the call, Marcus. So the dude seems to be the problem in this scenario.
Yeah, I don't like that he's not really standing up for her.
I'm just trying to establish, if I put myself in the situation, I'm literally supposed to be more into my girl than I am. Like, I've known my kid for 19 years. That's my kid. Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to take her side? Like, I
don't view it as taking her side, but it's like, you have to let your kid grow up and kind of force them to grow up sometimes.
Yeah. And think about the next 19 years.
Yeah.
You'll get closer with your partner and your kid will get closer with whatever they have in their life.
I know.
You know,
I understand the math.
Easier
but it's still,
said than
it's
done,
just,
for sure.
Yeah. That's my kid. And I got, if Holly came up to me and said, yeah, I don't like your kid, that's not going to sit well. Even if I think he's a jerk. It's,
really?
You know what I'm saying?
But that's the thing. It's like, he is being a jerk. There's no denying it. Yeah, there's no denying. There's no defending. It's not like it's not like the principal calling you like, I have some bad news. You thought of your kid is not true. It's like, I see it every day.
This is the worst analogy ever, right? But I'm going to, it's the N-word, right? Who gets to say the N-word, right? Like,
not us.
Right. Okay. It's that same thing. I can call my kid a jerk. I can do it all day. I can. That's my kid. I can say that. You can't say that. Even if I think you're right, if you say that, you just said the N-word. Like, that's my kid. You don't get to say that.
But you're also not going to view your kid, because, like you said, you used to call Mia perfect.
Right.
So it's, maybe you need an outside perspective to help call it out.
Yeah, but I don't want
if it's gotten if it's gotten so bad that other people are noticing it.
Jill?
Yai.
What do you think Holly should do here?
Oh, my gosh. She needs to run.
Oh.
If he's not showing, if her boyfriend is not having her back by making that kid respect her, if he is mouthing off to her, that is not a good situation.
You are from the South, aren't you?
I am.
Yep. Because one, the accent, but two, just the attitude. It's like...
Yeah.
I will agree that the father has misstepped if this kid's disrespecting a guest in their home. That's crazy.
And I mean, it's also not the best example for how to treat your partner if you're letting someone else, for lack of a better
100%.
Word, abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember reading that in like a parenting book about like when you're disciplined. Yeah, in a book.
Everybody's, all the real parents out there are like going, well, tell us more from your book, hack.
But that it is that, like, your partner, when your kid is acting that way, it's like, don't talk to my wife that way. It's not, don't talk to your mother that way. Don't talk to my wife, because it changes the dynamic a little bit.
Interesting.
You're right.
Well, and she has every right to tell that kid to not treat her that way and to, yeah, go in the other room.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why she doesn't think she can't do that, that it's not her kid. Well, he's disrespecting her, so
yeah.
It's her boyfriend.
I would say, if I was a 19-year-old and you said it to me in the Texas accent or with your Southern accent, I'll do whatever you want. I will actually be a good boy from this moment forward.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.